Good morning. Welcome into the program. We are pleased to be joined here today by Greg McKinley. He is one of the candidates here for the Riley County Commission in District 2. Greg, good morning.
Good morning.
You are a current Riley City Councilman, and first of all, tell us a little bit about your background and how you got into this race.
Well, as a background, I'm a lifetime Kansas resident. I was born and raised in Topeka, but I came to Manhattan to go to K-State and enjoyed it there, got married, had kids there, lived there for 19 years. Then I got a job somewhere else, was gone for 10 or 15 years. And then when I moved, we always liked the area, planned to move back, and we moved back to Riley. And I've lived here in Riley for 14 years. Got on the city council, been on the city council for 10 years now, which is, it was an experience, but I feel like I'm to enjoy it. The reason I'm running, I decided a year ago that I was going to do this. Actually, the first early in 19, I knew it just because I didn't think we had effective representation at the county level, especially for the North County area. And so I've just been planning on doing that, like I say, for over a year. And so then I filed my papers. But initially, I was going to do the door-to-door try and get a petition. But that was about the time that COVID came, and going door-to-door wasn't an option, so I went ahead and filed. Just because I think I can do a good job representing county.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit what your thoughts are on the current state of county operations, and I in particular here with the response to the coronavirus pandemic, but then other aspects as well.
Regarding COVID, I think they've tried to do the best, the health department. Obviously, I think they need to lean on them for direction. And that's what I would. I mean, I don't have health background. And it does seem to change continuously, but even at a national level. But what they say we need to do one day, a week later, they'll change. It's changed because they're still, it's new and we're still learning how it works. The county, I guess the biggest thing recently would have been the mask thing. And I've been wearing a mask when I go out into stores anywhere. From the beginning, my wife made masks for us and for several people. And I've been wearing them when I go out into stores and things. The deal now where it's required in Manhattan, I don't like it, but it seems to be, we're trying to get it slowed down, and I think that's going to work. Not having it in the county, there's been very few cases outside of Manhattan in the county. There were a few up at Leonardville Nursing Home. Better than that, there hasn't been, so it hasn't been as big a problem here, even though a lot of people probably go into Manhattan and stuff. I think that's what we got to do. Like I said, mainly they're just trying to control the spread because, when all the students start coming back, that's going to be a test to see how things go.
In terms of, overall, like the budget and such, is there anything in particular you'd change with some of the way they operate with the budget?
I don't know. This year it did seem they've done a good, they basically said we got to hold the line till, because the financial effect it's had on everyone, that they've held the line on the budget this year, which I think was a good idea to, try to keep the impact down on residents because of, everybody's been affected. Different ways, but a lot have been affected financially. businesses and everything. And since we, again, we're still learning day to day where it's going, I think they did need to hold the line, not look for anything extra for right now until things settle down.
In terms of opportunities to do better, do you see any opportunities here that could be improved as far as county operations overall, not related to COVID specifically, but just overall?
Well, the one thing which really got me kind of started on this, because I've gone even back in 2018, I had talked to the Denver County Commissioners. The complaint is that the ambulance service, it's called Riley County Ambulance Service, but it's really Manhattan Ambulance Service. They moved one station out to the shops, but even the director of the ambulance at the time said, well, they'll spend most of their time going to Manhattan anyway. And even moving out to the shops cut maybe 5 minutes off the path from the county shops to the northeast and northwest corners of the county. It's still almost a 40-minute response time. What the city of Riley even offered to give the ambulance a building to move one here, and they weren't interested. In my opinion, it really doesn't need to be in Riley. I mean, I'd like to have one, you know, across the street from me, but to serve the North County, it needs to be in Leonardville. If you look at the layout and stuff from Leonardville, it wouldn't be more than a 20-minute or less response time to any place in the county. And when this has been brought up, they say, well, it just doesn't, financially, it doesn't work. It doesn't pay for us because there's not enough calls up there, so it doesn't pay for us to have an ambulance up there. And I tried to explain to them it isn't a business, it's a service, you know, and we pay taxes up here to the county for that service that we don't get. And they talk about the number of calls they don't get. And I know a lot of people up here, when there are problems, a neighbor or somebody will put them in a car and drive them into Manhattan if it's an emergency, because by the time they come out here, take care of things and get back, you know, it's a long response time. So that's the one thing I've been kind of, the one big thing I've been pushing, I guess.
You posted, I've seen a video on social media that it's time-lapsed, but it kind of shows the length of time it takes to get from the county shops up here north of Manhattan, I think up to the northern border with Marshall County.
Right. No, it wasn't. It was the Fancy Creek Church, which is still 2 or 3 miles from Marshall County and Clay County line up there. But it's near the top of the county.
Yeah, and it took 34 minutes. Is that what it was?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, and obviously and most of the population in Riley County is in Manhattan. I know there's quite a bit of people living up in the North County, but what ideas do you have for bringing something like that to the northern part of the county to improve that?
Well, like I said, I think they need to add another ambulance and locate it in Leonardville, if that would be a centralized spot to serve the North County area. When I've gone and talked to them, they said, oh, if you take one out of the Manhattan, we'd be shorthanded there. And I told them I agreed. I'm not saying, because it seems the four they have there serve Manhattan area, and that's fine. They just need to add another ambulance.
Do you anticipate something like that would require any sort of tax increase, or can it be done without doing that?
I don't know. I mean, I haven't gotten into the whole things of it. I don't know that it'd be a tax increase. But again, it's the fact that we are, you know, we're paying for an ambulance service that they're not delivering up here. And, you know, I look at, and I realize our county is rather unusual. A lot of counties are more square with the county seat right in the middle, but it makes it easier to deliver other things. And here, the county seat is at the bottom, you know, is toward the south end of the county, makes it farther away. But and I don't have that stuff here. I had when I took it to, went to the county with it. That you know, like Pot County has six stations scattered throughout the county. You know, and Riley County has four, and Pot County's population is, I don't, again, I don't have those numbers. It's like 25 or 30,000. Our population is 70,000.
Yeah, obviously it is a big need. There's no doubt about that. I don't know if everyone has the right answers for how you deliver that, but that seems like that's a big passion. Is there anything else in terms of opportunities you see here, maybe workforce needs, anything like that?
I don't know. That, like I say, that's the main big thing. Other things, keeping track, you know, keeping things going. And I know another thing in the ambulance, and they talked about it at one of the recent meetings about the fact is that the main station, or the headquarters, I guess, of the EMS in Manhattan is undersized, and they're needing more room and looking to expand it. If you go back, I found a report in 2013. They said, there wasn't enough facilities, and something needed to be done right away to improve the ambulance station or headquarters to get more space. And it was said at the time that, you know, this is something that needs to be a top priority. And that was 7 years ago, and nothing's been done yet.
All right. Again, we're speaking with Greg McKinley, a candidate here for District 2 in the Riley County Commission. Of course, the primary is August 4th. How would you differentiate yourself from your two opponents here in the primary race?
Well, the obvious one is I live in North County, and they're all, you know, all of our, those are the primary opponents live in Manhattan, in one area of Manhattan. This district is kind of different because of the way the population is. It's North County plus parts of Manhattan, but it isn't just north parts of Manhattan. So it's like three different scattered sections. There's one north of Kimball, between College and Seth Childs, and then the Amherst area and Stag Hill areas are all represented. But again, I've lived in Manhattan, so I understand Manhattan things too, as well as North County. I've planned for a long time to do this because I thought this was something that we needed, as opposed to just deciding at the last minute when somebody asked me to running. I just think I can do a good job.
All right. Well, is there anything else I haven't asked that you want to make sure to get out there to the folks?
Trying to think of other things that have, you know, I don't know, that half-cent sales tax, the county had kind of decided to wait on that for now, and now the city's talking about it again. And it has been very beneficial to the county. They talked at one of the council meetings, I can't remember the guy's name, gave a presentation on how much the half cent, how much it's helped the county and township roads and for the bridges and culverts, that the worst ones in county have really been brought up to date, and there's still more to be done. But if they've really used it effectively to help improve the roads, which even on small roads, there's heavy farm equipment using those bridges that have to be taken care of. And there were some that were in pretty bad shape, but over the years, they've been using this to fix up those things, which has been a benefit to the county.
All right. Yeah, that's a big concern. Obviously, you want to make sure we have enough funds there to keep all that stuff going. Well, Greg, I don't have any other questions besides that. I appreciate the time here, and we wish you the best of luck in the primary.
Okay. Well, thank you for allowing me to come on here.